Welcome everyone to the Yu-Gi-Oh! Card Game Podcast. I'm Matt Carter.
I'm Justin Bell.
And I'm Kyle Oliver. Yes.
And today we are back after a week hiatus. We went on vacation, back to talk about Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yep. And woo! We are kicking off episode 31.
It is episode 31.
We made it past the 30s.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we're in the 30s now.
That just made me think of a joke. After the 40th one, we can say we're over the hill.
That's an old person's joke.
Do that, I'll punch you.
If I remember by then.
Probably won't.
So, 10 weeks.
Justin, how have you been doing? You're wearing a very plain white t-shirt today.
Yeah, I'm already in costume for when I have to go to my plain, boring job at a retirement home.
Doing anything Yu-Gi-Oh! Wise? Let's not talk about the thing that's coming up. Let's talk about right now, here and now.
Trying to wrap my mind around how to play gadgets so I can make this psychic wind-up deck work that plays like gadgets.
Okay.
At least that was the assumption. I thought I was going to make wind-ups, but Justin just, like, jacked it.
Yeah, you did.
I went out, threw down the money, got the cards. Yeah.
Well, they're clearly, people just, like, overlooked them. That's what I thought.
Somewhat. When I was at the pre-release, I know, like, each day I heard someone say something about wind-ups, and then last time I went to our locals, like, trading day, our free play day, someone was interested in it then. So it seems like, at least in our area, people are kind of, like, you know, keeping a lookout. Yeah. Maybe make it as, like, a fun deck or something like that. Maybe not anticipating it being too big.
They're wrong!
Hopefully.
It's going to be great.
It just seems unnecessary. Like, just the one card. They, like, the wind-up monsters could all be, like, garbage and have 1,800 attack. And that one card just makes it okay.
The wind-up factory.
Yeah.
And what does that do again?
Black Whirlwind.
It's Black Whirlwind. When a wind-up monster activates its effect, once per turn you can add another wind-up monster from your deck to your hand.
Level 4 or lower.
Which they all are.
Yeah. Which is cool. I like that archetype because they're very, like, they're not complex. They're very simple. They're wind up. They can all use their effects once per turn, or like once while they're on the field.
Right? Mm-hmm. Once while it's on the field.
Yeah. So it's like you wind it up, you go. It's very simple. They're the wind up archetype. That's kind of cool. What were they called in Japan? Mainspring. That's not as cool.
I love Mainspring.
You like Mainspring?
It's like Mainspring. Turn on.
Okay. Cool. What was that? Horrible. Main screen. Turn on.
Yeah.
Old terrible gaming joke.
Yeah, the new pack came out, and there was a deck. I can't remember what it was. It was a deck I wanted to make, and Kyle was like, "No, I'm making it. Don't you dare try and make it."
Oh, sorry.
Well, I thought you would remember what it was, because I thought that was what you were interested in.
Are you sure it wasn't the wind-up psychic deck
that you just took?
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't that.
Okay.
Whatever. What have you been doing?
He's talking to me.
Kyle Oliver, was that a hunted t-shirt? PAX last year.
I was at Olive Garden the other day. It was like a week or so ago. And there was a guy wearing like a shirt that I knew was one of those PAX shirts. And I was like, that guy went to PAX last year.
Exactly. It's like a code. It's a code.
Yeah. That you don't when have you to wear the shirt.
Exactly.
You're telling people, like, I went to PAX.
Yep.
But,
Yu-Gi-Oh! What's
Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm experimenting with that wonky, like, frog nonsense that never ends. Does stuff for, like, ever with level 2 monsters.
Ronin Toten plus what? Like, all the new...
Ronin,
the couple fish support
Salvage,
cards.
Swap Frog, Fish and Swaps, Oh Fish, Surfacing. I feel like there's more that I'm just forgetting about.
Oh, Fish and Swaps, Fish and... Like, there's one other
You're
one.
Running Fish and Kicks?
No, I wasn't running Fish and Kicks. Because I just return them to my hand or the deck, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. If there's, like, multiple ideas, I'm like, okay, Pure Frogs, maybe I'll try that. Or maybe Destiny Frogs, or just Monarch. It'll be called Toadnarks, because...
Yeah.
That's what it'll change to. It's actually a deck.
There's no Treatment Frog anymore?
Yeah. It's based off Toads.
Very cool.
That's that. Matt, and you?
No, first I wanted to say, I guess it kind of ties into what I'm doing then. I just got a bunch of the fish cards, and so I want to make a fish deck. I have my air orcas, my wing tortoises.
Are they even fish? That's what I want to know.
Okay, whatever. Sea serpents.
Which ones are fish?
Like, none of them are fish.
Why?
It's completely different.
It's so annoying. I wish they were fish.
Like aqua and sea serpents.
They're aqua. Banished fish, even though none of them are fish. Banished ocean deck. How about that?
Sky ocean.
Dark ocean.
Now you know what we're talking about. Those cards that came out in Generation Force.
Typhoon. Call it Typhoon.
Air Orca, Wing Tortoise, Star Sky Ray, or something like
sky
that.
Sky Ininoni Ray?
That's what it was in Japanese. Much better.
It's like Sky Screen Star Ray.
No, it's just Sky Star Ray. It's really simple now.
That's lame. I like Sky Ininoni Ray.
Yeah. It was more threatening. And O Fish. I love O Fish.
O Fish is better. I thought it was going to be like, oh, this is going to be like, really, it's not going to be that special.
Yeah.
But no, I just, like, every time I get it, I'm like, yeah, I got O Fish.
Because there's no requirement other than having a banished sea serpent, aqua, or whatever. What's the other one? Fish? Yeah, sea serpent, aqua, or fish. That's a really easy requirement to meet, and it's almost impossible to not meet.
Yeah, it's just like, if I draw the card, I can purposely make myself meet it if I haven't already met it.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I might as well meet this.
And O-Fish is the counter trap that you have to have a fish, sea serpent, or aqua type monster banished. And then you can activate it to negate the activation of an effect monster's effect.
Does it return to the deck?
You have to shuffle one of those monsters back into your deck.
Dish it again with swap.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing.
It was really cool.
Frogs everywhere.
And I really, really like Air Orca after, like, summoning it and playing
it. It's never off the field, pretty much, unless you yourself get it off the field.
Yeah, it's reliable. And Fish and Kicks was also very awesome. I realized that, you know, you can banish Air Orca just by its own effect, which means that you've just banished another fish or whatever monster, so that's two, and then if you already have one out there, then you're good to go, and you get to banish one, face-up card on the field?
You destroy a face-up card on the field.
No, that's Air Orca, but Fish and Kicks is banished.
Oh, Fish and Kicks, yeah, banish one card, just any card.
Yeah, and then Air Orca is destroy one face-up card.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome.
It really easily sets up that card.
Yeah. And then if you have a Wing Tortoise in your graveyard, you pull that out.
And you beat him down for 15.
I'm not 100% sure what I want to do. I kind of just threw all of the cards that came out in the pack together and saw how it worked. And technically, I added Arcanite Magician cards into it with, like, the Tricky and... No.
I know what you should do.
What?
Hero. I don't know what to call him. Sky Ocean Heroes.
Sky Ocean. I was thinking about that,
too. Where you summon Great Tornado with Miracle Fusion.
I was thinking about that, because that would make it really simple. You get to banish them.
Who cares?
Stratos.
Neo's Alias. I don't know. You can run anything. You can run some stupid hero. That doesn't matter. Like, Elemental Hero Heat. It doesn't matter. It's an Elemental Hero.
And then you have Nova Master, if you have a Nova Master.
Because, like, I was just like, oh, how do you get that the Turtle to the Graveyard? Future Fusion.
Yeah.
So wind monster, send wind and some random other element here.
I still really want to do Macrocosmos and Dimensional Fissure with that kind of deck, but the problem is that does not work with Winged Tortoise, so I'm not sure which love affair I want to entangle myself in right now.
Yeah. And that is that.
That's the present.
Yes. In other news, we have seen the upcoming September banned list.
It's been around for a while on the internet, I guess.
It has.
So we're not like. Well, I mean, a lot of people have beaten us to it.
Well,
so I mean, like, we're not getting this ahead.
For
I woke up Tuesday morning and I knew. I went on the internet and I found out it was posted like an hour after I woke up.
Huh. Well, I mean, so to our audience, this shouldn't be much new to them, that there is a ban list, and then it's out. Yeah. So they
found
know.
It on Tuesday.
Yeah, I found
Scans
it.
Scans were posted from a Japanese magazine,
Everyone
I believe.
Knew. Everyone just woke up in the morning and just knew.
Well, I had been expecting it this week anyway.
So. Yeah, I was like, oh, it'll probably be
I was like,
soon.
It'll probably be here by Wednesday, and little did I know, Tuesday.
Once I found out, I immediately texted it to Kyle, and Kyle was like, this is fake.
It's so, like, it makes, like, no sense, honestly.
Yeah.
It, like, actually went against some of the, like, one specific thing they said wouldn't happen. It happened. And so it's like they lied.
What was that?
They said they wouldn't keep Card Trooper or bring Necro Garden into two if Card Trooper was at two. They said that. They can't do that. Mm-hmm. And they did that, so it's just like they lied.
They just decided that it wasn't worth just keeping there. They wanted to mix it up.
Yeah, and there's just some stuff that's just like kind of nonsense-ish. Yeah.
The reason why it's real is because it was scanned from a Japanese magazine, and the only way that's going to be fake is if someone has way too much time on their hands.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of really good ones that look equally credible as that one that are floating around right now, too. But I only trusted that one as soon as they just posted it on Shriek.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, they don't just do that on Shriek, so it must be official.
Yeah.
So
the banned stuff, let's talk about that first.
Yeah, I'll just go look at it just a second.
So Mindmaster was banned.
Yeah. Well, the banning was for the two cards. I didn't actually expect them to ban Royal Oppression.
Yep, Royal Oppression was another one.
That's good. How much people are kind of like hating on Royal
They banned Fishborg Blaster and Giant Trunade. Yeah. So Mindmaster, Fishborg, Trunade, and Oppression.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Everybody knew Trunade was pretty much gone.
Yes.
That was assumed. Did Mindmaster, a lot of people, thought that would happen.
Like, when you explained to me last episode that there was that combo, I was like, they have to do one or the other, and so Mindmaster is the only one they could do.
And I don't think they want to keep that kind of cards in the future.
Yeah.
That's one of the minor reasons I think they banned Fishborg. They want to just have to think about that card every time they make a water monster. It's kind of annoying.
I mean, it was, Fishborg, it was part of an OTK.
Yeah.
They
hated on that OTK. It's double gone. Triple gone.
Pretty much.
You cannot do it. Not even close.
And it's one of the most consistent, if not the most consistent formula.
Yeah.
I mean, even though, it's isolated into, Fishborg, Treeborn, or whatever, in the OTK, but it's still,
like you said, very redundant, considering they did. Spoiler, they limited Formula Sync Garden to one.
Yes, it ties straight into that, which is not really surprising, I guess.
It's super hated
Formula
on
Formula was like the ultimate combo card. I'm not surprised it got limited.
It's because they didn't want to ban Dandelion, I guess, at that point.
Yeah. They couldn't touch any of the other limited to one plans, and apparently they just didn't ban Dandelion, it would have made the game less fun for some people, I think. Excuse me.
Still, Fishborg, it just seems like they obviously can't just put it to one, because every deck that runs it runs one.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything when it's at one.
Yeah, so they had to ban it, but it just seems like almost out of the blue. Most people are like, why? But I understand it. They don't want you to synchro summon anymore. They don't. Honestly, they don't. They want you to exceed summon.
That's why they opened the floodgates by banning oppression.
Yeah, that was just with the other things they did with the list. I think banning oppression was a horrible idea. They brought back a bunch of special summoning, a bunch of spell and trap destruction, which is if oppression is at one, it doesn't matter if you have three MSTs.
I think the game is a lot more unpredictable. Right now.
Well, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
At this ban list, at September 1st, everything is going to be a lot... Well, it has the potential to be a lot more unpredictable. I mean, people are still going to be trying to do the exact same thing like they always do. But so much stuff is open now. Exactly. And which brings us to the cards that have been limited to one or brought back to one. Black Luster Soldier, Envoy of the Beginning, is back.
I was really hoping they wouldn't do that.
I was not going to say anything because I didn't want to jinx it. I didn't want to get my hopes up. I mean, they brought Chaos Sorcerer back to three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were they're testing the waters, and Chaos Sorcerer, didn't do anything. It was just in, one deck.
All right, we got the green light. Let's do
this.
The
problem I have with that card is, it makes sense. It makes way more sense in Japan if there's no priority.
Mm-hmm.
Because it immediately, no matter what, it pluses one if it hits the field in America.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can use priority to use its effect.
Different play or something.
But in Japan, it's not a big deal. Everybody already mains two oppression and two solemn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to hit the field that often and do anything in Japan.
Well, the way I think about it is, how many times has Chaos Sorcerer been a problem for you?
I've been a problem?
Yeah.
It doesn't have 3,000 attack.
Well, that's fine. That doesn't matter.
You can't OTK someone with Honest.
If it's going to be removing stuff from the field in 3,000.
Oh, I don't have a problem with the removal effect. I have a problem,
with the attack power.
It has three really good properties. One is it's four good properties. But I guess one of them is the same.
Yeah.
It's got 3,000 and it has almost no summoning condition.
Mm-hmm.
like right now, that's like not a condition. Filling up your graveyard is like the easiest thing ever.
Oh yeah.
3,000 with that condition. Just a monster that does that is just good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the removal is really good. It's like, but have you ever like been in a situation where like Chaos Sorcerer ran over people's monsters that were too big?
No.
Exactly. It doesn't attack over anything.
Well, 2,300 attack is nothing.
Yeah, the problem with 3,000 is a lot.
The problem with Chaos Sorcerer is that it was dark. This thing is light.
It's
so
light.
Katastor is
what?
Light. It's going to eat you up.
Ha! My problem with this card is that it's light. Okay. Beckoning Light, I'll just add it to my hand whenever. You know, if you somehow get it removed from play, Light of Redemption.
Yeah.
Get it?
But then you're making a deck around
warrior.
But then you're making a deck around like Black Lesser.
I thought about it. That's how good it is.
Which is no, it is that good. But you're not using your Frogs if you're making a deck based around that. You're not using Light Sworn.
But unless you're running the Chaos Engine,
it's just like you can just build a bunch of Chaos garbage for this card.
The most like,
which is distracting you from all the other archetypes.
Yeah, I guess which makes sense. But I like it.
If you make an engine out of this card,
it's
you don't
a
have
card
to
good enough
anymore.
To make a deck around. That's
yeah,
what we're
it's
saying.
But it's like also so easily splashable. That's the problem.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you can just decks
too.
That don't even care about it. They're gonna be like, because like Chaos Plants, that deck's already like top in Japan. They don't play it here because Tango Plants is retarded.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just that card can just be like in it mm-hmm. already. They don't even have to think about it. They put it in their deck.
Yep.
It's not even a thought.
Yep.
Chaos Engine, 3 Tour Guide to End the World, 1 Sangin, 2 Effect Failures, 1 Black Luster Soldier, and Void the Beginning.
And you just put 2 casters and they feel the dark. Get some Rykos, get some, what is it?
Yeah, you can just, that's the core. You can just build from there and just make a retarded deck that'll auto.
The Alchemist, that's what it was.
Dimensional Alchemist.
Yeah.
The obvious choice.
Some good stuff.
It's just like, everybody's like, Chaos, tier 1. That's what I like all the comments.
You draw a tour guide and you almost, with one card, you make Chaos, you make Black Luster Soldier live.
And Black Luster Soldier is a good monster that everybody wants to have fun with. I mean, we had 3 Chaos Sorcerers.
You summon it, and then
you don't want to have fun with Black Luster
use
Soldier.
Use the Leviathan to get what you remove from play with Black Luster Soldier.
I don't want to have fun with it, but I feel like if the deck can support it, I have to run that card because it is that freaking good.
That is true.
You cannot convince anyone to not run this card in their deck.
I'm glad I picked it up before it got really expensive.
It's just like, it's so dumb. It's so good. It's just nuts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't cool.
Might be a little too splashable, but I am looking forward to seeing
new
stuff.
And the reason why I think they brought this, well, I mean, first off, like you said, they're just trying to distract you from archetypes.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just randomly do stupid stuff like this.
Yeah. And they did make a couple other very, like, decisive changes that have changed up the deck that this would be very easily splashed into, and they, what?
Yeah,
they gave you room to put it in.
That's
true.
They're going to force you to buy Gold Series. That's why it's also in Gold Series. They want you to buy that really bad.
Oh, that too.
This list is about, half of it is about making lots of money.
Mm.
They want you to exceed because they make lots of money
mm-hmm.
when you buy that stuff that might not even be good.
Yep.
And they want you to buy Gold Series because they released it. They want you to buy Heroes, so they put D-Draw to 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We always overlook the reason why Konami's in business, because they want to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
A smart person could have probably inferred that a lot of these changes because of the Gold Series and stuff and what's coming out in the future.
And then the rest for Limited One, I think, are pretty much things pretty much everyone thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
They didn't surprise anyone with this.
I mean, it's like when you see the Black Luster Soldier's back, the other one. Let's just talk about this right now.
Yeah.
Primal Seed makes absolute sense. If there's 3 Primal Seeds, you will definitely be running a Black Luster Soldier deck.
Yeah.
Because then
Primal Seed, when you have a Black Luster Soldier or a Chaos Emperor Dragon on the field, you can play it to add 2 of your removed from play cards to your hand.
I believe so, yeah.
I think it's just cards.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Just run stupid things to remove from play, like Monster Born. I don't care.
When you're barking on remove from play, you're...
Yeah,
cards.
Dumb stuff.
Yeah. Oh, what was that other... The little warrior monster that removes from play a spell.
Spell Striker.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll just run, like, Soul Release, just because I don't care.
And now remove from play 5 of your cards from your graveyard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then remove from play the good stuff in your opponent's graveyard. And you're like,
Primal Seed will be a win condition.
I'll just add a Heavy Storm back to...
Heavy Storm.
And the both back to my hand.
So... Heavy Storm is also back. That's at 1.
Yeah. A lot of people thought that happened. Makes a lot of sense.
They took out Giant Grenade, put in Heavy Storm, whatever, who cares.
Let's just, like, go through the list, and then we'll just talk
about
it. Okay, so, Black Limited Cards, Black Luster Soldier, Envoy of the Beginning, Debris Dragon, Lone Fire, Legendary Six Samurai Shien, Tectinius Happer Librarian, Formula Synchron, Heavy Storm, Primal Seed, Shien Smoke Signal, and Pot of Everest.
Oh, man. The one that everybody thought would happen, Pot of Avarice. We all know why.
Yeah. I'm really disappointed because I didn't stick with my plan to keep one Pot of Avarice in my Lightsworn deck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I made it. I was like, one Pot of Avarice, man. It's going to happen. But then I was like, I need to put in two. I need
it. Milling it.
I did. I milled it too much. I was like, I don't want to mill it, so I'll put in one.
Now that it's at one, though, whenever I, like, see it, even if it's I'm running some deck that doesn't really do mill that well, I'm just like, I can just throw one in. It's at one.
Yeah, now you don't feel, like, obligated to make a deck that has to have, like, two or three. You just, like, one. It might come up, it might not.
Yeah, you can just set it.
It's like
now.
Those other really good
That's true too.
Spells that are limited to one.
You might as well just run them now, even if they're not spectacular.
Debris Dragon, saw that coming.
Lone Fire. Oh, yeah, they had to limit Debris to one if they're not going to do anything to Dandelion.
Yep.
Lone Fire, everybody said that, I'm pretty sure.
I was happy because I took one of my two Debris Dragons out of my Lightsworn deck like the day before I saw the list, and I replaced it with Zephyros, so I'm feeling kind of good about that. I'm ready to go. Lone Fire at one. Saw that coming forever ago.
Yeah. Shein.
It's sad, though. I feel bad for the plant.
I feel cheated.
Like, I really feel bad.
Lone Fire. Like, a card that digs your deck for any plant. If they ever release a plant that's good again, and just Lone Fire is still there, looming to kill it.
Yep.
Shein, I'm pretty sure. A lot of it just seems like all the Samurai players are super butthurt about that.
Mm.
Shein to one. I think it really doesn't mean, like, half of anything to that deck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, oh, crap, I can't summon my win condition twice.
Whatever.
It's just forcing them to make better plays. Like, instead of using your Double Edge to summon another Shein, how about you use it to summon a Trishula?
Or a Catastor, or a Naturia Beast, or a Barkeon. I mean, there's so many nuts things they can just summon that they're not summoning Naturia Beast because they have a better monster. That's not even funny.
Why wouldn't they summon Naturia Beast? What does that do?
Naturia Beast, yes. It can mill two cards from the top of your deck, negate a spell. Anytime.
As many
times. You can negate infinite spells. As long as you have cards in your deck.
Why not?
Arguably better.
I can understand some decks because they don't run Elder, but I mean, you might as well, like, one thing I said was, like, I think it was a while ago, I'm not sure if I said it on the podcast, but if Smoke Signal is lower, you probably shouldn't run Kageki.
Mm.
Since you only want Kageki if you have Kagemusha, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my opinion. But
if I was running Samurai, I'd still run one Kageki.
Yeah, you might as well run one.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Elder seems like a better choice now if you're trying to get Shein out all the time. And it brings out its Earth, brings out Naturia Beast.
Okay.
And it's good with Aestheticism, which I think they should probably be running now.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is Sanji?
Aestheticism is the one that copies like the attack of a monster.
Yeah, you summon another Samurai from your deck with the same attack as another.
Yeah.
And Kagemusha has 400. It has 400. And Zanji has 400. No, Zanji has 1800. Yeah. And what's his face has 1800.
Kizan.
And Zanji's actually pretty good. So.
Moving on, Hyper Librarian at one. Yeah.
Boring.
Formia Synchron at one.
Man. I was so sad that they did that and Fishborg. The reason why I put Fishborg and Formula in my deck was because I got tired of you using it against me. Because you just did it, like, every turn. I was like, this is boring and unfair. Every turn a Formula Synchron with this stupid monster.
A lot of people complained about that. They're like, I watched a bunch of videos, and everybody says Formula Synchron, and they're like, oh, it's so dumb in plants, but I'm really annoyed with frogs. They just, every turn, they sit behind it. But I mean, when I'm playing, that's not how I'm playing. Like, if I just sat behind that every turn, I'd lose.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have to know, like, especially with Pot of Avarice at one, there's no way you can just do that, even if Fishborg's at three.
Yeah.
Because you run out immediately if you do it three turns in a row. Mm-hmm. I could do, like, three in one turn if I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you run out of it really quick, and it doesn't actually do anything. And you have to devote like half your deck space to make that engine even occur.
To exceed with two Formula Synchrons for Gachi Gantete.
The thing that worked for your deck is that it got rid of your bad cards in it.
Yeah, well, people were complaining now
you can't do that. Yeah, and that's why it makes me sad. Yeah.
Before, now you can't do it, but before people were like, well, it gives frogs another draw phase where they can discard their most useless card and get another card for free, basically.
That's cool. It's unfair that Samurais can run three Pot of Greed, and no other deck can.
But I think one of the highest reasons that Formula got limited to one is because they needed to do something that is, you know, a roundabout way of hitting plans, and because Formula is one of those cards, it's like, well, I can summon it right now, like, I will summon it.
There's no reason not to summon it when it's there. And, but, it almost, and then it, it's kind of unfortunate for all those, like, what is it, Cosmic Synchro they changed the name to? Excel. Like, it's not Excel, it's Cosmic.
Oh.
So, like, Shooting Star Dragon is, like, never, ever gonna hit the field.
Yes.
Which is, yes. I mean, it's like, that card's not, like, broken or anything. And then, I mean, Shooting Quasar Dragon just sucks.
I actually liked seeing Shooting Star Dragon. I liked seeing that on the field, because it's really cool.
It's a strategic card. It's hard to summon it. Yeah. And then you have to play in the right, like, situations, but I guess it's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
But very unlikely.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it, yeah.
It's not just sitting on the field.
And now Shooting Quasar Dragon, it doesn't even matter that it's coming to Shilling Jump anymore, because nobody will summon it ever again. It's
my Tech Genius deck will.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will.
Maybe. How? You have to use Formula Synchron or Recipro Dragonfly to summon Shooting Quasar Dragon.
It's not that hard.
I rest my case. Okay. It's just like, with the one formula, which you can't summon in Tech Genus, and Reciproco, which you can't summon Tech Genus. I don't know
how to summon it. Why would they make a Tech Genus Synchro that you can't summon with Tech Genus monsters?
You're supposed to summon it with Cyber Magician, and there's like this level 1 monster that's not a Tech Genus monster. That's a part of the archetype. Then they just took Tech Genus out of the name for some reason when they made the pack.
That's funny.
What? I think it's called Buster Blaster.
Oh, yeah, that thing. I remember us talking about that.
I don't remember it at all.
But that was just a little blow for them. Because you're supposed to summon Recipro by using that in your hand with Cyber Magician.
Use your entire hand. You would need so many cards to do
that. Well, that's why they tutor each other. So you get exactly what you need.
Whatever.
But going down, Heavy Storm.
Yep, Heavy Storm. It's back.
Heavy Storm. I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I like that, I guess. Not because I am all like hacks and draw it all the time, you know?
But
you are.
But I do.
I forgot about that.
My problem, like all those decks that are just like, they just sit, does the set 5 end my turn thing is really obnoxious.
It is.
And this will force those decks to leave.
Won't force them automatically because Heavy Storm.
I thought you liked the strategery that brought.
Huh? The strategery?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice that there's strategy involved with a lot of setting.
But the problem is that if you're not running a deck that has that stuff, and it's really impossible.
It pretty much eliminates, like, half of every deck that plays that against that. Like, I mean, you, like, get into a situation where you look at the cards that your opponent just set. They could have set, like, anything, nothing. They could have set one card that does something and, like, 5 spells.
Mm-hmm.
And you could look, in your hand, it becomes garbage, because you can't do anything now that they have 4 or 5 cards set.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think you can't do anything.
Or, yeah, which, it's pretty much true when you said that many, because, like, if they summon a Thunder King in set 4, it's in your best interest to assume all those cards do something.
I was reading a blog, and this guy had a picture, and it was a Gladiator Beast Sam Knight, and, like, 4 face downs, and he was like, how much are you going to sell? Imagine you're playing this deck. What does he have set? What could you possibly do to overcome 4 back rows? And he, like, spent, like, an entire paragraph, like, psyching you out. Like, trying to say, like, if you could do this, and he would negate it. And then at the end, it showed another picture, and then he flipped them over. It was, like, 2 proving grounds, and, like, a bunch of other stuff that didn't matter. He was like,
yeah,
that's awesome.
He's like, it's not always as hopeless as you think.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
a lot of times it is.
There's a lot of people who just magic draw, you know? Some people just have those kind of decks that they can just draw whatever they want.
Yeah.
The one monster and a bunch of 5 good spell or draft cards, you know? Like, there's people who draw those. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to just randomly play that deck and they actually get the hand when you play them and you just lose.
And they go
out
of
the tournament
first.
Now.
Oh, yes, and they go first, of course.
Oh, yeah, that also, Heavy Storm also solves the first and second dilemma. Because now you can go second and just be like, Heavy Storm, now I'm going first. Like, that's pretty much what just happened when you played Heavy Storm.
Don't you dare set more than 2
cards. So it allows you to go second and be okay without Neg wanting with Trunade to go into something that didn't really matter.
I think
that
it
much.
Inadvertently boosted the power of Pot of Duality. Because Pot of Duality into Heavy Storm is an amazing
strategy. And what do you know? I have Pot of Duality coming out in 3s.
Yes. Yes.
So moving on to Primal Seed.
We kind of talked about that.
We did, and I was just going to say it's there, whatever. Nobody's
make a deck around it.
Use one or not. That's what your choice.
If you build a deck around Black Luster, I suppose you should probably run this
you
card.
You build a deck around Diamond Dude, you run this card.
Yeah, I was like, I forgot, Diamond Dude is now amazing. Primal Seed. Okay.
Why Diamond... Oh, add two of
them. Oh, mill Primal Seed on accident. You could, like, it's, like, even if you're running just Miracle Legion, it's
Primal Seed. That gives you even more of a reason to run Dimensional Alchemist, because it doesn't matter what you remove from play now.
Oh, that's true. That's funny.
Primal Seed.
Primal Seed.
Sheehan Smoke Signals at one.
I knew one of their cards was going to hit, and I thought this was the most likely. I knew they weren't going to hit United.
Last podcast, when you, Kyle, were commenting on how if they don't do anything to Gateway, then these are the other cards that they could probably test.
We all assumed they were going to hit
Gateway. You said that Smoke Signal was basically like a Rota.
Yeah.
I said it was the least of the worries, though.
I said it was the most likely. But then that just tells me that, you know, it's a Rota, and that's absolutely not fair because Rota's at one.
It does Rota. Yeah, but you know what else is at three? E-Emergency Call.
E-Emergency Call.
There's
that
plenty
is
of,
true.
The problem with Rota...
But you can't special summon as many cards and heroes. That's
well,
why.
The problem with Rota... is that it searches, like, you know, everything. That's why it's at one.
Yeah.
There's a ton of just spell cards. Gaia Beast Proving Ground. They're just, like, amazing. This card isn't any more amazing than those cards, I don't think.
This facilitates special summoning,
like,
really hardcore, though.
It only adds level threes. None of the level threes special summon. Other than Kageki.
And Elder.
Whoop-de-doo. It just, like... I honestly think it was the least problematic of all the ones. It's just, like, it's not going to matter at all. And, like, there's cards that are literally broken, like Six Samurai United is literally a broken card.
They could have done United. But you know why they didn't? Because that wouldn't have been as much fun.
That can now just get those stupid I win first turn again, just no matter what. Because it's, like, the only deck that's just not going to care about Heavy Storms.
Is United coming out in anything?
It already came out a bunch of times.
Oh, I know that. I was just thinking that just in case. Gateway's
coming out as a combat.
Oh, Gateway's coming out. Yes. Okay, so then that's why.
That's why it's not banned yet.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to ban it.
So Gateway is coming out as a combat in the Legendary Collection?
Yeah, as a combat. I don't think they're going to ban it now. Okay. If they didn't do it now, they're probably never going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't banned Black Whirlwind still, so.
That is true.
Cards like that are just still there.
And you know what? If it's really that much of a problem with all of the other crazy stuff that they've added, they can just limit United next format. Which is what everybody should be anticipating right now. They should be anticipating next format, this format. Because this format is so absolutely random. That next format.
We know there's going to be changes, like, all over the place.
Yeah,
I don't think Sam's did good enough to, like, warrant them destroying them in Japan.
Oh, well, it's just, they did hit them. I didn't want them to destroy them. I just want them to get rid of stuff that's not fair.
Which is completely understandable, but whatever.
But they didn't. Matter. It was obviously eclipsed in America by the nonsense that didn't really get hit at all. Other than Pot of Avarice, I suppose.
Yeah.
Pot of Avarice was the root of evil, and it was hit.
I guess.
And Lone Flare.
Speaking of Pot of Avarice, Pot of Avarice is the one. Yeah.
Yeah, we all thought that happened. I still think it could be banned. That'd be funny. It still deserves it. But it's just Pot of Greed now. So many Pot of Greeds this format.
Yeah. It'll be a little harder, maybe, with Formula now at one.
I guess.
Maybe. We'll see.
We will see. I don't know if it's enough or not.
So, semi-restricted cards. Limited to two. Newly limited to two.
These ones are all my favorite.
Yeah, I know. This is my favorite part of the list.
This is really, really halfway awesome.
I
like semi and no longer. Like, this is where it gets awesome. So,
this is where it gets hot.
Summoner Monk is at two.
I've been dreaming.
It was fantastic. Like, we just got back from our vacation, you know, we've taken the week to get back to work.
And then the whole 20-hour trip home, I was just using a bunch of decks of Summoner Monk inadvertently. It was so good.
It was like you felt it. You felt it in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Force.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Monk,
the most important, but the rest of them. Tragedia, Necrogardener, Dooloran, Tiger King, and Ash Barrier.
Prince.
Destiny Drop. What?
It's Prince in America.
Okay. Stupid. Destiny Draw, Swords Revealing Light, Mindcrush, and Call of the Haunted.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because it's Call of the Haunted.
I knew that Call of the Haunted was going to go up.
Hey, that card is good, isn't it?
Yes.
Last time I checked it was really good.
When was the last time you used Call of the Haunted?
To bring back a Sangin and then have it MSD'd.
It's like the same play everybody
three
else
MSDs does. And two Kalahana. It's just like, your MSDs are so bad. Don't run them. That's like what it's telling you.
LOL. So, Tragedia is at two.
I love this. Gonna put it in Hero Ladies. It's what I needed.
Hero Ladies, Summoner Monk, Destiny Draw. It's just, it's begging you.
Ooh. Destiny Draw is at two. And I'm really excited about that. That's really, you've been like, you've been saying
I knew
that engine so much. I was just like,
Destiny Draw at two. Now there's no reason not to run Fear Monger. You just have two, you need a bunch of targets.
You just immediately went to like the monster that didn't matter.
What?
You just run three Diamond Dude and two Malicious. That's all. That's all.
Shut up.
That is all.
Swords of Revealing Lights.
Two Diamond
Dudes. I was really disappointed that they did this, but considering the rest of the list, it's just another one of those whatever cards.
I want them to slow the format down, but it's still with three.
We completely skipped over like the most important one, exactly. Which is Necrogarden.
Necrogarden, a lot of people are like, well, there's two Lightsworn cards that everybody's throwing like a hissy fit over. They're like, oh my goodness, Lightsworn's too good again.
Yeah, you know, no, they're
like, they're still good.
Two Necrogardeners is bad for everyone.
Lightsworn's
boring.
Are okay.
So boring.
Twilight, Lightsworn with Black Lesser Soldier and all this garbage is really.
If you remove from play Necrogardena with one of the Chaos cards, Necrogardena could have been anything else. That's what I think.
I'd run it in plants just because I can get it back with a Vire and use it again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. See, that's good.
But Necrogardena, I don't really... I'm pretty sure I said I didn't care about that card in the previous podcast.
That's going to be so retarded, I hate it.
But do Lauren Yay too, like everyone said it should be.
Double kill the OTKs.
No, it's like triple kill. Formula is that one.
Oh, yeah, triple kill. Formula is a double kill. Duloran is a triple kill.
Yeah.
What's the quad kill? You said it was
quad. Is there a quad kill? I didn't think I said quad kill.
Oh, okay. You like... Okay.
Well, oh, True Nade is going. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, True Nade. Yeah, there you go.
Why not?
Yeah, pretty much. And Destiny draws it, too. That's awesome.
Yes.
I've been saying this for a while, not on the podcast. Summoner Monk and Destiny draw it, too. Oh, just that together makes the deck... Just any deck, add those and spells.
I like Destiny Draw too because I am going to make a deck with Destiny Draws now. They have given me more draw cards.
Didn't
I? All I want is more draw cards. I just want to spend an entire turn doing nothing but drawing. I could do it already.
Yeah, now you can do it even better.
Now I can do it even more.
You can bet on two Destiny Draws.
Yeah.
You can.
But two Summoner Monk and two Destiny Draws and Diamond Dudes.
You're just gonna bring out Diamond Dude no matter what with Summoner Monk?
No, you bring out Stratos.
Oh yeah, Stratos, and then you just, oh, you.
No, you can bring out like anything and just
that
win
Gen X deck
everywhere.
Has got so
yeah,
much.
Gen X is crazy, it's just.
Gen X Valley.
Lots of decks. I was thinking about doing an article on Summoner Monk.
Mm.
Would that be okay?
Yeah,
do it. Okay. I thought it warranted it because it's so nuts. Yeah.
Educate everyone on how broken it is.
I watch all the videos responding and they all go Summoner Monk. I don't care. Like, that's what they do. Like, you look at cards, they just randomly, like, just gloss over some, like, Summoner Monk, who cares? It's like, Spear Reaper, who cares? Kind of stuff.
No one knows.
So good. So good.
Swords of Revealing Light, that's at two. Doesn't really need to be talked about.
Miss Valley Falcon.
I don't know why. I still don't know why.
Yeah.
They put Swords of Revealing Light at two. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I realize that they put it at two, so hopefully they can just start taking stuff off the list, and so it gets shorter. Because if they keep releasing cards like Tengu and Tour Guide and Levire and Goyo and Trishula and Bronic, our list is going to be ginormous. And so they need to just start aggressively taking stuff off of it so that it becomes smaller.
I'm finding that DD Crow is becoming more and more irrelevant.
Why?
Because of Levire and stuff
like that. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Like,
but a well-placed DD Crow can, you know, save you.
Can win the game.
Yep.
But Mind Crush, next card. Mind Crush, I love Mind Crush.
Mind Crush is good.
Mind Crush is good. I didn't expect them to bring it back to two because
why was it at one?
Because it's so good.
It's unbelievably good.
Like, I love that it goes plus one sometimes. That's my favorite part.
Take the choice of your two card, any two cards from your boss hand with Trap Dust Shoot, and just get rid of them.
And then, I just thought it was funny with, what's that one card? Convulsion of Nature.
It's like the ultimate disruption card.
There's lots of searching in this format too, so they're like, oh, she and Smoke Signal, poop. And I think that's like, in tandem, they did that at the same time for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Smoke Signal's one, we give a Mind Crush to two.
Mm-hmm.
Mind Crush is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. If with two you can consistently get it, you can build decks that can, like, kind of see your opponent's hand. It allows you to look at your opponent's hand on top of that.
When that deck just got stronger. What? Frog control.
Frog control.
The three
yeah, water arts. I mean, now I have six traps. No, I mean, like, I'd be playing, like, Neo-Zealous, and I'll just Mindcrush Neo-Zealous. So, like, just randomly. I drew Mindcrush, so I might as well say Neo-Zealous.
Nice.
And they've got, like, two, so I'm like, oh, that's too bad.
They like to pull them out of their hand.
Too bad. Yeah.
Too bad. I'm sure there's some other reasons that card is, like, really good. It's good against X-Savers.
Man.
Good against gadgets.
My Dark Soul Search. gadgets.
Yeah, lots of random things. It's just good against them.
Hit them in the balls when they try to do the ultimate offering.
I mean, maybe it'll curb the Sangyan insanity that we're about to see with this next card.
Maybe they... It's like a slap in the hand, though.
Two Call Haunted.
On
top of everybody in the DGD says ban Sangyan, so they put Call Haunted too.
Yeah. Okay. You want something? Let me give you something that's
more
the complete opposite.
More Sangyan. That's what they just told us. More Sangyan.
So good.
I'm actually very sorry that, Justin, you did not get your two Tengu. Your three tour guides.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
I traded my librarian for a tour guide, a herald, and a treeborn frog ultimate. I could trade it back, get a librarian, and more.
Yeah.
I could get two librarians now. I mean, it's just like, I could get so freaking
much on a YouTube video crying because he sold his, like, he looked like he had tears in his eyes because he said he sold his three tour guides for $60, like, a month ago. I was like, why'd you do it?
Your argument was incredibly compelling.
Now it's like,
it's only
semi.
Going to get better. Yeah, it's
going to get to
a
duality range, like, in its prime.
It's 140 right now.
140?
I can't see it under 130, like, and that's with, like, $2-$3 shipping.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty much what people assume to be, like, it's going to be the deck. I mean,
mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the core of every single shenanigans play you can, like, make with Twilight.
It can run in any deck, too. I mean, if you want to run Sangha in your deck, you might as well just run 3-2 guides.
If you want to abuse Leviar and make the remove from play zone irrelevant, then you run through a guide.
Yeah. Ugh. And the new ruling, that's why it's going up so much, pretty much. Did we even say what the ruling was in the podcast?
Nope.
I'm not sure if we did.
We did not. It was not known.
So just to officially say it on the podcast, they said that monsters that are not treated as monsters while overlay material for Xyz monsters are still on the field, and when you detach them and send them to graveyard, effects that are activated when a monster is sent from the field to the graveyard activate, like Sangyan and Goblin Zombie. So now you go Tour Guide and Sangyan and you exceed for anything. Like, both of them just immediately detach Sangyan, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leviathan Dragon just attaches Sangyan to get its 2,500 attack boost and you search. So you effectively plus one into a 2,500 beater and a search.
That was a free 2,500 monster and search for a monster of your choice.
Yeah, and then there's Leviara, which is like a plus two in that case. Because you summon 18 beater, you get the Sangyan search, and you get it back a removal from the monster. It's 18.
Okay.
But
they pretty much killed our void theory, right? Like, there is no void, really?
Nope.
Yep.
There was a void in Japan.
Mm.
I was just going to call it, like, overlay zone or something.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to further separate the OCG.
So it's we get our stuff and they don't.
Yeah.
We get the effects of monsters that are sent from the field to the graveyard when overlaid and Japan doesn't.
Yeah, they're not in the field in Japan.
Effectively.
What does that even mean? Why? I don't understand. Why
some guy decided to be drunk and go on Facebook and like.
And he like, some like Konami guy posted it. So,
yeah.
And it's like official now.
His name.
That really seems like they're wasting my time.
It's really mean of them. I mean, oh yeah, Summoner Monk Zombie is really good now.
I mean, it is honestly fine if. It would be fine if both of us, Japan and the
United Japan
States,
had already done
OCG
that.
And TCG. Whoever did it first, I don't care. It would have been fine if they were the same. But now with all of their cards and this new ruling and their, like, priority ruling where they don't get it, I don't understand.
Like, it completely separates the decks that are good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
I had a brain fart. I remember what the guy's name is now. His name is Kevin Tallwart.
Oh, that guy. I thought it was him.
He's been around forever.
Yeah, he's been around, you
know. Also known as the whining baby.
Why?
Huh? No, I just made that up.
Okay. Well, he's been around designing, like, TCG exclusives. He's basically, his job is to alienate the TCG from the OCG.
Great.
Like, he makes the TGD exclusive, so that's what
he does. Yeah, his job is to alienate us.
And in keeping with that, he posted on a judge page, a judge group on Facebook. The judges were kind of, like, confused because they were going to tournaments and they didn't know how to, like, rule on this kind of stuff. So they were kind of asking him what to do. And he was like, for the last time, the field, in the, like, when monsters are overlaid, they're still considered to be on the field. And when Sangan's sent from the overlay zone or whatever to the graveyard, he gets his effect. I hope this clears everything up. And then they were like,
yeah, and then everybody just went all unhappy.
And everyone went like,
as your guide, when its price just went up a bunch, like immediately.
$70.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
I'm really curious to see how this affects both markets in terms of Konami, because the card market for players, tour guide went up. All the cards that get their effects when they overlay are better now. That's fine. People will be more interested in picking those cards up from other players. But like the only thing that you can buy in packs is maybe tour guide. Are they still selling those packs?
They do, but it's like never going to get it. Yeah. You buy a box and you've got like a 1 in 8 chance of getting out of the box pretty much.
No.
So it's like how does the
it's like some
TCG make money
bought from 12 boxes and only got 1 tour guide?
It's really low.
I don't understand how the TCG makes money from doing that.
People buy boxes to try and get cards they can't get, and then they don't get it and they keep buying it until they get it.
But that means that they have something planned in the TCG for the future. I guess you can't make any more money on Tengu, can you? Like, if you're... I guess you can buy boxes for Tengu.
It's Extreme Victory, their most profitable pack yet,
I guess. Is it? I don't know.
I just said that. Speaking of, like, rulings, wind-up juggler. I want to just get that out of the way.
Oh, yeah. On the last one, someone said on the comments that it didn't work because it only activates on the field, but it's still on the field when it would activate.
Let me get this, like, technical, like...
Oh,
okay, cool. I have this, like... Arranged. Okay.
Arranged.
Wind-up juggler. There are 7 steps, sub-steps in the damage step. Damage calculation is not the same as the damage step. Damage calculation is a sub-step of the damage step, which is step 4. Wind-up juggler effect immediately activates after step 4, so it activates during step 5 of, sub-step 5 of damage calculation, which means it activates during damage calculation, so it gets its effect.
Yeah, and it's still on the field. Same time, BD Warrior Ladies.
Yeah, it is not sent from the field to the graveyard until after damage calculation is over, which means after sub-step 7 is concluded. So it is still on the field when its effect activates. Then it goes to the graveyard, just like BD Warrior Ladies.
So it can blow up the opponent's monster before.
Yeah.
So it can just be attacked over, and it'll blow up the monster.
Mm-hmm. It will do it, and then it will be sent to the graveyard.
Simple enough.
I want a card that says bomb hidden inside.
Boom! So, it is as good as I thought it was.
Yeah, it's as good as we thought it was. That's nice.
The problem is...
what to do with it?
Man.
I guess.
I will have more success with this than I did with Nordix. Nordix are kind of still a big question mark.
You still have... like, I mean, you're trying the deck. You can do Psychic Juggler, Wind-Up Psychics, or Wind-Ups. There's like 3 different decks.
Yeah, I could just throw Wind-Up Juggler into my Psychic deck.
Yeah. And just try to make a control-ish Psychic deck.
But I want a plus. Okay, I want a control.
Okay.
But
back to Call of the Hunted.
Yeah.
Sangan, really good with Sangan. Really good with all the floaters floating around.
Card trooper. You want to draw a card for free?
Still allowed.
At worst, you're doing a Fishborg type play, getting rid of one card that you don't care about to get a free card from your deck.
Yeah. Also, really good for really good for scraps. Really good for what's this? Falcon Beat.
Yeah.
Same with swords. Justin said that in the background. Swords is good for Falcon.
Miss Valley Falcon.
Call of the Haunted is nice, I guess. There's too many things that are really scary with it.
You plus one off of that.
And any decks that are using Limit Reverse, they take out Limit Reverse and put in a Call of the Haunted.
Yeah, now they can remove anything.
Yeah.
Some decks, like Yubel decks, specifically use Limit Reverse because it destroys the monster when it switches to defense position.
Oh. But it's really nice with Blackluster Soldier.
Yeah, you can just bring it back. You can bring it back with
Monster Reborn. I get to finally use Monster Reborn again after not using
it. You have double the reason to run Monster Reincarnation and Light Swords now.
Nah, Monster
Okay, now, no longer limited.
Completely unbanned at 3 cards.
Lots of weird stuff.
Judgment Dragon. Spirit Reaper.
Oh.
Overload Fusion.
Who cares?
Whatever.
Mystical Space Typhoon. Megamorph.
More on that later.
Gravity Bind. an Icarus attack.
Gravity Bind, Falcon Beat.
So I want to go backwards. Yeah. Icarus attack is at 3. Did not see that coming. I had pretty much concluded that it would stay at 2.
Yeah, we said we were thinking like, oh, Blackwings are probably going to hit again. That's what we were thinking.
Yeah.
Guess not.
But I feel, I guess, with Heavy Storm, I think they decided to neglect some decks. Because Heavy Storm does technically hurt them. Mm-hmm. Like, they neglected Gravekeepers because they play that, like, OSF5 style. Yeah. Heavy Storm pretty much hurts all of those decks.
Yeah.
So I guess that's, in a way, they're like, okay, let's not be that mean.
Because Heavy Storm is going to force them to use Icarus Attack, why not give them another one, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so. Or, like, now that they can't just set a buttload, they can't just set everything, and Icarus Attack won't always work, especially with 3 Mystical Space Typhoon.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Gravity Bind at 3. It went straight from 1 to 3, or was it a 2?
Yeah, it's straight to 1, from 1 to 3. That doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
I thought it was another
just
thing.
Just ran off the list.
Another thing that's random, a card went from 3 to 1. Like, has that ever happened? I don't know.
What card?
Fishborg. 3 to 1.
3 to 0.
3 to 0, sorry. 3 to 0. Has that ever happened?
I cannot say for sure.
Went from 3 to 1.
No, 3 to 0. 3 to 0. No, Fishborg is banned.
Okay.
In play to banned. And okay. I think they all usually go to 1 first.
Yeah.
Fiber Jar?
No, Fiber Jar was definitely at 1.
Okay.
There was no way it was at 3. Like, ever. Like, 1 month.
What about, Demise?
No. He was never at 0, was he?
But I don't think he was ever banned.
He's never banned.
Okay.
I don't know.
He was never, it's a new thing, so I guess. But from 1 to 3 Gravity Mine, I thought that was really random, but when you think about it, in all honesty, this card is really bad now.
Yeah.
Because, like,
3 MSTs, like, a Heavy Storm, and Exceed Monsters.
Yeah, back in the day, it would be like, even with Synchros, it was like, there's a lot of decks that were just, there was absolutely nothing they could do sometimes.
Yeah, some decks just ran very light on Spell and Trap Destruction before, like, the set format.
But now, if you just have an Exceed Monster in your extra deck, you can just, it doesn't matter how wonky you do it, you can always bring it out if they just have a Gravity Bind.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes Gravity Bind not worth it anymore. And it also promotes running Xyz decks with Gravity Bind, so they want money.
Exactly. If you didn't know.
If you didn't know, come on, we wanted money.
So, Gravity Bind is cool, maybe I'll make another stall deck, whatever.
Why not?
Megamorph is at 3 now.
Funny story about Megamorph, Konami actually called my house and asked me about my thoughts about this card, and of course, about a week ago.
What?
About a week ago.
Are you kidding?
I said, no, yeah, of course I'm kidding. But, no.
Why?
A week ago, I brainstormed like an Axe the Poomer deck that I OTK'd with Megamorph and stuff. I was like, it'd be nice if Megamorph got unlimited.
Hmm.
And they did it for like almost listening to my whim psychically. Because I was like, what's the reason to bring this back?
There's no reason to use that card. Same with Overload Beach. We said that on the previous one. We're like, oh, these two cards don't mean crap.
Yeah.
We said that about Magical Stones.
Yeah. I still can't believe that card's that too. It's hilarious. I mean, maybe they hate Empty Jar that much. I don't know. That's the only deck that plays.
No. No Empty Jar.
No.
It's already doing horrible.
They're... no.
Keep throwing a bone, or not.
No. There's one Empty Jar deck out there.
Paul Empty Jar Cooper.
Paul Empty Jar Cooper.
Problem.
And skipped over Mystical Space Typhoon was at 3.
This is interesting. Has this ever happened?
Like, maybe as soon as it came out and then it went to, like, 1.
It's just weird.
I don't even know what the... We have, as players, thought about this situation for so long. Like, what if 3 MSTs were live? Like, we all just got, like, it's at 1. It's going to be at 1 forever. I could never imagine 3, but what would it be like if it was at 3?
You don't think about it.
Exactly. I have the answer for you, and it's boring. No one cares.
Who's going to run 3?
I don't know. You can make a really, really dumb, boring deck where you run 3 Fishers, 3 MST, and 3 Smashing Crowd. Where you 1-for-1 everything. As long as you have monsters that can plus, you can 1-for-1 everything now. Mm.
That
1-for-1 everything. Maybe plus off your like Heavy Storm Torrential cards.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is you'll always be reactionary, so they'd get in free hits until you lose.
Oh, they run Spear Reaper.
Uh-oh. That thing pluses off the butt. You can't get rid of that without eating a card.
Yeah. Yay, okay. No, that just brings more light to the deck that I can never lose.
The deck The Fabled deck?
No, it's not the Fabled deck.
Oh,
it's,
you mean...
You can't call anything the Fabled anything anymore.
Three DD Warrior Ladies, three DD Warrior...
Three DD Assailant, that boring deck.
Three Spirit Reapers.
The deck called You Don't Have Enough Monsters.
You don't have enough monsters for
this I would deck. Like to know if someone out there has made this deck that we talk about quite frequently.
You don't have... There's, like, impossible... In the standard deck, you don't have enough resources to, like, handle a deck like this. Like, you'll use everything, and they will still have cards.
That's it's the like, point.
That's the point.
But it's so boring.
It's not as exciting watching them, like, squirm.
I want to try to make it. I feel like it get a lot better with Tour Guide and Blackluster Soldier.
Tour Guide, the plus bot, and you add remove from play stuff to the field with Levire. That's really good. It's happening.
Okay, Spirit Reaper. A lot of people said this. We said this, didn't we?
Yeah.
We're like, whatever, it doesn't matter.
It'll just run up to three because it has no reason to be two. Yeah, everybody was okay with it at two. It wasn't a big deal. It was one or two.
Not many people ran two. I don't think any of the people that ran two will run three.
If you run three, that's mighty.
There's a lot of, like, you could, like, if somebody felt like it, they could make a really, really obnoxious deck. Because people, like, aren't expecting people to actually do it. They see it and they're like, nobody will do it. Nobody's going to run three Gravity Mine and three Spirit Reaver and two Swords. That's just like, nobody's going to do it.
That's but ultra
somebody
skull.
Could do it. And it could just be like, it could just be awfully good for no apparent reason. It'd just be like, you're like playing, you're like,
yeah.
No one is used to Stahl being good. It's been a very long time since Stahl has been good.
Nobody's prepared for, nobody's ready for Stahl.
It's so boring now. After Meta Knight, just in the cards everywhere.
It's like Synchro's kind of just threw a big, fat, iron ball at Stahl. And like,
congratulations, Konami, you made us play more. So, Judgment Dragon is at three. And
this is another reason why people are all like, swarms are too good.
I'm going to say right now, Judgment Dragon at three doesn't matter.
I feel like it matters.
I think it matters too.
I have been using one Judgment Dragon.
You're not running Light Sworns.
It doesn't matter. If I run Light Sworns, I can still summon Judgment Dragon every time I have it in my deck right now.
Yeah, I know.
What you're going to do is you're going to summon Judgment Dragon. They're going to Solemn Warning it. You're going to be like, okay, summon another Judgment Dragon.
You're not.
They're going to Torrential it, and you're going to be like, okay, priority, destroy everything. Summon the third one. What are you going to do now?
All that three Judgment Dragons means is it means that you're going to be able to run a Lightsworn deck and be able to play and have fun.
It means you don't have to
trade in.
It means you can just
trade in.
It means you can take out like
you can one consistently of the bad cards two like. Ladies.
Yeah, it means you can take out a card like Monster Reincarnation and replace it with a third Judgment Dragon so you don't minus yourself.
Like, you could run three Judgment Dragons and then actually expect to have it instead of milling it.
You can make a deck around Judgment Dragons.
Yeah.
Isn't that
weird?
Yeah, it's called Light Sworns.
But I mean, even more based around it, where you're just, the purpose of your deck is to mill like a monkey pit.
No, I mean, I guess that's true, but that's always what my decks in Light Sworns have been based around.
I mean, well, like, Light Sworn, like, I mean, maybe people run Celestia just for like no reason and just do it.
Celestia.
But
someone used that on me, and I was like, you actually summon this card? I let a Lightsworn stay on the field
I think
for one turn?
In the history of your life, the haunted, you've only summoned Celestia like twice.
Who?
In God's Effect. You.
Me? Yeah. Just bad times with me and Celestia. But it's an awesome
and then,
card.
And then there's Heavy Storm with JD. And there's no
with
pressure.
With two Necro Guard now, you can keep a Lightsworn on the field.
Ooh.
It's possible now.
Yeah. Possible.
It's Popsicle. It's possible.
I love that quote.
So that is the list.
That is the list.
Things that are absent from the list.
Proud Duality, whoa.
Proud Duality, yeah.
I did see that.
Any thing. Agent card, we forgot about talking about this. The deck that tops Worlds doesn't get hit at all.
Mm-hmm.
Agents won Worlds. He just smashes the guy in the last game. It's just not even funny.
First game, he
wins in like two turns.
Who was he facing? Like an
Chaos
X-Saber?
Plans.
Chaos Plans? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He usually like, beats the crap out of him, and I was like...
I think I might have seen it. I thought it was really depressing.
He topped like, the guy like a master in the second game. I was like...
Did the guy, like, set one card and, like, end his turn on his first turn?
Yeah, the first turn, on the second game, he sets three spells and traps and sets a lone fire. It was funny. Mm-hmm. He had the nuts face down, obviously. And then that guy summons Sangan, and it's like, oh, he's going to try to attack his Raikou. Mm-hmm. It's a lone fire, and he's like, oh. Because he's got, like, 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, and then he just, like, that one's a little more back and forth, but both games are like, exactly the same. The Asian guy summons Venus, brings out Mystic Shine Balls, and then goes into Gacha Gacha Gentetsu. And, well, first, he attacked two tokens with the Shine Balls, and then Nyxseed summons.
Mm.
And then, after that, he just keeps summoning Hyperions until he wins. it was so hilarious. The second game, he was down to, like, no cards. They're both down to no cards. And then, like, he just kept getting Hyperion or something, like, ridiculous off the top of his deck. And as soon as he didn't kill Hyperion, he tops, like, Torrential, and he sets it. And he's like, the other guy, he was like, he summoned Dawn Warrior because he had no choice. He attacked into Hyperion and summoned Chaos Sorcerer, and the guy's like, Torrential.
Ew!
And I was like, that's depressing. And then he had a Gentetsu still on the field, and he just took off on his material attack for game with it.
Oh, wow. Like,
oh,
because it just doesn't get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But the first game, it was just like, first turn, summon, like, Earth, and his turn. Second turn, summon Venus, Gentetsu, bring out two Hyperions, game.
Mm. Oh. Huh.
I was like, ooh, that was fun.
JD.
I mean, his deck was just so simple. It was just, he didn't run all any of that, like, cool stuff. It was like, there's no Jupiter. There was no Birdman. I thought that was funny. He just, you ran three cards of the sky. Everything was threes.
Mm.
Nice. Simple but elegant.
And he just defeated everyone. Like, I didn't think he even sided. That's what it looked like in game two. Like, the other guy in game two, he's like, oh, chain disappearance and stuff like that. And all these, like, crazy cards.
Mm.
But all he did was just play the normal cards again. I was just like, oh.
That is curious. I need to go and see that deck. Because I want to see how much of the structure deck is in that deck. Chris, do you have? Yes, no?
He had them. On the deck list, he had them. He never summoned it in the final match.
Mm.
I mean, it was just like, it didn't look like the finals. It just like looked like some plant player looking like trash. I don't think he synchroed once in the second game. That was it.
Mm.
I was just like, this is sad.
That's unfortunate.
He's having Trishula. I mean,
that's another thing that wasn't mentioned in our discussion, Trishula, but that's because this is, you know, the Japanese list.
Oh, yes.
It is assumed that Trishula will be limited to
one. It is very assumed that Trishula will be limited to one. And it has to be limited to one. And if it isn't limited to one, I will not play.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
I will want to not play, but
he says that because he knows it's going to be limited to one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that reminded me of Piers Morgan. He's like, if these little people get on to the next round, I am going to Britain.
I am literally.
And he was serious.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was so cool. And then they didn't go on, and he's like, yes.
And he bowed down to the Kennedy King.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. But,
moving on to blah?
Moving on to blah. I mean,
comments?
So what does this ban list mean? Is a lot about
that. Let's go over that.
What does ban list mean?
Yeah, like, samurai's still in there, right?
Samurai's are still doing good. Gravekeepers, depending on how ubiquitous and how, you know, insane Mystical Space Typhoon and Heavy Storm gets, they may get a little bit worse, but I still think they'll be fairly consistent.
Japan's just about to get that pack, Premium Pack 4, I believe it's called, where they get
extra pack.
Yeah, all the stuff that we had for a while.
They're gonna need everything. Yeah. If you look at that pack, you're just like, I wish I got this pack.
Yeah.
Did they get Tour Guide?
No.
Do they get
every X-Saber monster we ever had.
Oh, yeah.
And, was it Gravekeeper's Recruit? I'll just look it up just to make sure and see how awesome it is. And there's lots of random cards that I was like, oh, yeah, that stupid card. Extra pack, Volume 4.
Volume of
Tour Guide.
Okay, yeah, it gets all his X-Sabers, random stuff. There's, like, Kokimaro Prototype. I'm just looking at Inferni Barrier, I forgot about that.
Oh,
they finally get that card. Naturia Pineapple. Scrap Archfiend.
Psyblocker, Vortex, Super Whirlwind.
Some random Karakuri Monsters.
Mind Reader.
Hypa. I've seen a lot of decks. Hypa is actually kind of a little important to Japan, because a lot of them run the stupid, like, 18 attack one. Yeah.
Okay.
The one with 21.
Mm. Mischief of the Yokai.
Yeah, Madness. But, Vortex the Whirlwind, Gravekeeper's Recruiter.
Chaos Hunter,
the Nordic Lights. Spellstone Sorcerer of Karud.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yotch.
Six Strike, Thunderblast.
It's just, like, it's a lot of good stuff that has actually affected us. Like, Scrap Archfiend has actually affected us a lot.
Mm.
You don't just sink over 7 in Japan, I guess.
Saber Vault. I want that.
Saber Vault.
Core Overclock.
Yeah,
those are.
And they finally get Dark Soul.
Yeah, Dark Soul. It's funny because it's like the rarest card in the pack. That's so mean.
Archfiend Empress. So you either get the good Ultra Rare or the card that we got for free.
I got Boggar Knight, too.
Mm. They have to pay
for Boggar Knight, Dark Soul, and Emmer's Blade.
Basically, everything that made... They don't have Emmer's Blade?
I didn't think so.
I think they do.
If it's not in here, then...
Oh, that means it came out in the last pack.
Mm.
Yeah, but basically everything that made X-Sabers what they are today.
Yeah.
X-Sabers here, they're still, like, the exact same.
Yeah. But, So they're getting that. Good for them.
Yeah. Agents are obviously still going to be the exact same.
There's like they don't even set really that much anyway. So now instead of that Trunade, they get a better card. I just feel like they just got better.
Mm.
Theme of the list is everyone got what they wanted. Aggro got what they wanted. Stahl got what they wanted.
Samurais were unhappy. Pirates were unhappy.
Samurais are unhappy.
No one cares about them. I mean, everyone got everyone who wanted them to fall and burn, they got what they wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that actually changed significantly was debris.
Yeah, which it's still completely there.
It's going to morph into something else.
As they have continually done. It morphed into this horrific deck after Quick Draw. Quick Draw, I was like, oh man, only one Dandelion. Morph. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to be like, oh man, no like debris.
Morph into Tour Guide, Black Luster Soldier thing.
Yeah, morph into some chaos garbage with Tengu in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So everything got kind of like fractured just a little bit. And everybody still has enough to pick up the pieces, move forward, and just make more interesting decks.
Debris' name is just going to continually get longer if you actually explain what's in the deck.
Yeah.
Debris Junk Doppel Chaos Tengu Tour Guide.
Yeah.
Luster Soldier.
Yes.
It's like you pick up the pieces of glass, and you mash them all together, and you're going to cut your hands a little bit in the beginning, but it's going to turn out to be
something. It's just going to be called Debris, Envoy of the Beginning.
Nice.
Debris, Envoy of the Beginning.
Sure.
Oh, that's...
It's almost shivers. Not even... It's funny how everything's called, like, plants and, like, debris. There's, like, so few of those now in the deck. There is now...
One?
Four?
Yeah.
Four plants in the deck, and one debris. And it still gets them both in the name somehow. I mean...
They're the most pivotal cards in the deck, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
The Blackluster Soldier is about to mess that up.
Eat people? Mm. I don't know. I'll see you. Let's go into the iTunes page right now.
Yeah, we're hitting an hour. We finally managed to, like, condense our podcast.
Unless they just put in, like, 30 comments. Mm. It could be
It's been 2 weeks.
Hours. Mm. It has been 2 weeks. But when we checked, it wasn't, like, some horrendous load of comments. Okay, first one, I think it's called, it says, the most helpful thing in the world, random symbol that got deleted, by Aaron Beck. I was wondering if you could do a Morphatronic podcast. I have a lot of the cards, but I can't make a good deck. Thanks for the work you put in these. Hope you can help me out.
Hmm. That's your area?
That's my area? I don't know.
Do it.
I have to try making that again.
It's been so long, there's so many good stuff now, you can do it. You couldn't do it before, you can do it.
I tried to think about it, and they haven't gained any support, like, at all.
3 Gravity Bind.
Like, I mean, there's nothing... They have, like, their own selective Gravity Bind in the deck.
That's horrible. You have to have a...
And you don't run it. Like, they can't exceed, they don't have any swarm potential.
Why can't they exceed?
They didn't gain any swarming. Like, you could minus, like, 3 into an exceed monster with that deck. I'll use 3 monsters to summon Roach. It'll be great.
You can plus off of Cellphone.
Yeah, but you have to luckily plus into a Roach. You might as well just run old Morphatronics to do that. Or just not do it.
I always like Cellphone. It's a free special summon of a monster.
Yes. We'll do it. I'll do the research.
Morphatronics, it's difficult to say. I've been thinking about trying that deck again and making it like super hyper like stall. Because last time I made it, it was like incredibly aggressive and it wasn't that great.
I actually liked it. It did
the aggressive
job.
One. It did what it needed
Attack
to do.
Attack life points directly.
For 8,000 exactly.
Yeah.
Those were some of the best days of your dueling career.
Oh, apparently.
Whoa.
No, I remember going to a tournament with that and just getting stomped on.
Really?
That's what that deck did.
But you attacked with Bordon for game.
Yeah. No, I mean, it has to change a lot for the format. A lot of the cards just don't seem to do much anymore.
Like, I'm bored. Attack. And I was like, no.
So it would definitely need more looking into for us to make an actual like
I'm not sure if it,
good recommendation.
It's a
if it can go anywhere, right?
I'm not sure if we're gonna do a whole podcast about it. No.
Maybe build a deck and show it off on YouTube or something.
Maybe I'll do an article.
I'm in favor of that. Or you can do that.
Article would be better. I'll try to make a deck as well, I guess.
Do it. Yes.
So we have I Love It by Fight Expert. $83,930 hyphen question mark.
It's a dollar.
It's a dollar sign.
Money.
Excuse me.
$83,930.
Pro tip, the American dollar sign used to be a U on top of an S, but people got lazy writing a U, so it's just like one or two marks. It's just two marks without the like U on part on the bottom.
Huh.
And now this is like one, so America got even more lazy, which is funny. So he says, hey, I love the podcast. I do wish that you would make a Gen X podcast. I have a lot of your guys' podcast. Great for any Yu-Gi-Oh! Fan. P.S. I think that your Blackwing podcast is the best one. Was the flagship podcast.
Yes, it is. The flagship. We can do another Blackwing one now. Because they've changed Blackwings enough to not be retooled. Gen X podcast. We
do it.
Could do that. I feel like it'd just be like a one segment thing where we talk about Gen X Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care about Gen X. I mean, you could do that one random one with the Ultimate Offering.
Mine?
Yeah, I remember.
That was so difficult. That was so difficult. Oh my gosh. The deck that I made, because every one of, like, I think it was Hidden Arsenal 2 or Hidden Arsenal 3 Gen X monsters, like, they all came out and they could all summon each other. There was a level 1, a level 2, a level 3, and a level 4, and they all pulled each other out of the deck. So they were basically all gadgets. And they have one, I think, level 1 tuner and one non-tuner, and so I was trying to make Formula Synchron with Ultimate Offering and summoning a bunch. And synchroing a bunch. I mean, it did exactly the same thing as gadgets, except it was infinitely more complex because there was a bunch of different levels on the field all the time.
Hmm.
So it was so weird.
But Gen X Valley, though, definitely got a huge boost with the ban list, in my opinion. Heavy Storm and 3 MSTs and 2 Summoner Monks is a big deal for that deck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Summoner Monk was like a win condition. Now with 2, it's a double win condition. Because then you can just summon the second one. No, you can just have a dumb play. Like, you can summon a Black Rose, and then OTK. With 2 Summoner Monks. It's not even funny.
How does that work?
I have to summon it with a Mystic Tomato, so I can't normal summon, because I have to normal summon
it has to be on the field first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use his effect, bring out a Blast Fan, get a
Birdman
to my hand, I return the Monk to my hand, and then I Black Rose. And then, I summon the Monk, summon a Monk, summon a Blast Fan, and then you proceed with the OTK.
Mm. Okay.
It's disgusting.
You proceed with the OTK.
Of course, after clearing the field with your 3 MSTs and your Heavy Storm.
Huh? Or Black Rose.
Or your Black Rose.
One of the many field clearing options in the deck, Arcanite, 3 MSTs, Black Rose, Heavy Storm. One of those will work, hopefully.
The deck always leaves them with nothing.
Yeah. And, yeah.
We could do that. We
could try it.
Then we have Question by Based Pro 2. He says, hey guys, love the podcast. I've been listening since the very beginning. I'm an OG. Original, maybe.
Original gangsta.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says, okay, but that's besides the point. As we have seen, the addition of XYZ monsters and XE's monsters, and we can see the relevancy in play. Do you think there will come a point when XZ's monsters will take precedence over Synchro's?
No.
No, they will balance each other out.
It's not like a fusions where they weren't even played when they were real.
Yeah.
Synchro's still fit in every freaking deck. Same with XZ's fit in every deck. So it'll just be like, maybe there'll be some decks in the future that are only XZ's.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's still gonna be ones that are just only Synchro's. I mean, I think they're both just going to be around forever now.
Yeah. I mean, as we saw at Worlds, there was Gachi Gachi Gentetsu. The dude probably had some Synchros in his extra deck, maybe.
Who? Oh, that guy?
Yeah,
he probably ran all the normal stuff. Because you can summon Trishula if they just leave Earth and if you have visit the tuner.
Mm-hmm.
But that's his only tuner. Oh, and Herald
of Orange Light.
I forgot, he would use that like every first turn.
Oh, nice.
That other guy'd be like, oh, Lone Fire's effect. Tributing my other monster, and he'd be like, dead. Okay.
Mm.
But, it's just, yeah.
Boom. So, they will not take precedence because they're just they're good, they're fast, but so are Synchros.
Yeah.
Synchros haven't gotten any worse.
They're different. Synchros can do, like, different effects. Because they're just differently made. Because all the ones that are exceed, pretty much, they do once per turn things that limit themselves using the material.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing going to be like Bronic where you can discard a card, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
They could. It's like, detach to discard a card, that'd be so
weird. That would be
interesting. It better be like the best effect ever. so that's what we think about that.
Okay. Dark Worlds.
Oh. Go, Justin.
Yeah, cards by Red Nova 917.
By Red Nova Dyslexia.
Dyslexia. First off, I hope you guys all had a great time in California. We did.
Yay.
Second, could you explain how Diamond Dude Turbo deck worked before it got hit and some of the cards it used?
Was Diamond Dude Turbo having just like a deck? I feel like it was just something you added to things.
Diamond Dude Turbo. Diamond Dude Turbo was a way of life. You always did everything to the max, and you didn't care. You cared about... That's a deck where style takes precedence over winning.
Basically, Diamond Dude, if you know its effect, is you reveal the top card of your deck. It's a normal spell, send it to the graveyard. Next turn, you activate that card's effect. Yeah. You don't have to pay the cost for that card. You only activate its effect. So like cards like Destiny Draw, you just draw two instead of discarding a card.
There are like two ways to do it. There's a deck where you just run a bunch of ridiculous spells that don't even work normally, just to get their effects with Diamond Dude.
Yeah, like a Short Circuit. Or like that Blue Eyes White Dragon card.
Red Dragon
Base. Stream of Destruction.
Yeah. Scarlet Security for Harvey Featherduster.
But that doesn't matter anymore with Heavy Storm. But Heavy Storm and those cards too, those like ace cards.
Yeah, or you can run it realistically with just a higher than normal spell count.
Yeah, it's still very... Well, I mean, the decks that do run it still are very similar to the old ones. It's just the engine around it has gotten a little bit weaker.
Actually, I think he's talking about the original Diamond Dude Turbo.
I don't even remember what that one did. Was it
just... It was Discommander?
It had three Destiny draws. I think it might have had Discommander.
That was Perfect Circle, I thought.
No, they didn't.
Wasn't that Perfect Circle?
It was the same era. It was a different kind of Perfect Circle.
Oh, it was just one that ran Diamond Dude Dude's purpose.
Mm. Heavily used Diamond Dude. You didn't even care. Whenever you got it, didn't matter because you immediately just did something with it.
Mm. But it's just you basically trying to plus ridiculous F spells.
What they run? They ran Dasher.
Yeah.
Ran
anything that
was so
works.
Long ago. I don't really clearly remember.
But nowadays, Diamond Dude, I'll name three decks that can run it nowadays. One, there's Absolute Zero, which already runs a bunch of spells. Well, that's the purpose of putting it in your deck.
It's kind of what Diamond Dude Turbo.
You run him with a lot of spells.
Yeah.
There's Hero Ladies, very similar to Absolute Zero, except with Fortune Ladies and their messed up spell cards.
I don't think like Absolute Zero is the right word. It's like Hero Synchro or something. Water Synchro? It's like...
I forgot the name.
Some people run Debris with Snowman Eater.
Is it called D-Hero, probably?
It's D-Hero, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. But it's D.Va plus the Destiny Heroes plus a lot of spells.
D.Va Hero, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know, but I don't remember. I think it's just called Absolute Zero now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the purpose.
I mean, it is Absolute Zero base, so that's really
it's
all that matters.
It's based more on Absolute Zero than anything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Hero Ladies, because the Fortune Ladies have a Fortune Lady Water to draw cards and a spell card that's really good, just spell cards, it also works well in the same fashion. This is another engine for Absolute Zero.
Diamond Dude to Mills, it's amazing stuff like Fortune Future, Fusion. Miracle Fusion, stuff like that.
Yeah. And then the last one, Crystal Beasts.
This is kind of a thing you just made up.
No, I actually looked it up. I was like, I wonder if Crystal Beasts are any good at all. And there's just a guy who has made a Crystal Beast deck. I'm sorry, I don't even know your name. But he actually wins with it. It was a really good deck. Hmm. I experimented with it. It kind of just beats people up.
Hmm.
It's a very simple deck. You just use... Because the Crystal Beasts are already running just like a whole mess of just normal spell cards.
No, yeah, that's true.
Just a whole mess. And they're all pretty good.
Destruction, draw, adding.
Well, mostly there's all like super swarmy, super pussy, super dry. And then there's one that just blows everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the purpose of the deck is to play that card. Because it pretty much once you play that card, you win. It's what's it?
Crystal Abundance.
Crystal Abundance.
Yep.
It's a normal spell. If you have four Crystal Beasts in your spell and trap card zone, send all cards on the field to the graveyard. And special summon Crystal Beasts from your graveyard, equal the number of cards your opponent saw out of the field were sent to the graveyard. And then that's pretty much game most of the time. Or you can mill it with Diamond Dude and not have to have four Crystal Beasts and just send everything to the graveyard and summon a bunch of Crystal Beasts. It actually works pretty well. I was only running seven Crystal Beast monsters. Sour Pegasus is like the only one that matters. And then that deck got way better with Summoner Monk, by the way.
I hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
And then we have Le Tigre Fan. What do you guys think Beast King, what do you guys think about Beast King Barbaros and Neo Parshath being in the 2011 tins? He says he himself is very excited for the Barbaros reprint because he really wanted to make a skill drain deck, and now they won't be as hard to find. Also, can you guys give me some skill drain rulings, because that card confuses me sometimes. And if you have time, can you talk about the different types of skill drain decks that are around and some staple cards you might recommend for the deck? Thanks for your time. Hope you had a great time in California. Keep up the great work. Chris, a.k.a. Monotoya Man. Monotone Man. Monotony Man?
It's Monotony Man.
I always thought it was
Monotony Man.
That's what I said in my head.
It's Monotony. I remember I made a fake card called Monotonous Dragon. It was a normal monster that you could synchro for. And there was Monotonous Dragon Assault Mode. It had no effect, but it had like 5,000 or something retarded.
How much attack did Monotony Drain?
Some nonsense load of attack. 34? Level 8 or something. I think it was like 4,000 or something.
Wow. But Beast King Barbaros, I'm happy that that is in the team. That's
nice. I don't care about Neo Parshath.
No, I don't.
Neo Parshath is kind of meh, yeah. I agree.
It's a throwing card.
Yeah, it's not like I needed any more cards in that 10.
No.
I was already happy with it.
No.
But
Barbaros is nice because I don't think I've had one ever, and I've always thought about making those kinds of decks.
Somehow I used to have 3.
Somehow. I don't know how. I remember that.
Good. I bought 3 of the magazine.
And the Beast King Barbaros works
awesome stuff
with Skill Drain, so it makes sense that you'd be asking about that.
A Skill Drain. Oh, you asked about the rulings.
It negates cards with effects that are face up on the field. So if they're ever sent to the graveyard and their effects activate in the graveyard, like Mystic Tomato or Giant Rat,
yes,
then Skill Drain allows them to work.
Secondly, Skill Drain only negates the effect, but not the activation. So you can activate any effect. It just will negate it if the monster's still on the field.
If the card has cost, you pay the cost. The cost is not negated.
Example, Exiled Force. You can activate its effect no matter what, tribute itself, while Skill Drain's on the field.
It resolves in the graveyard.
And then it resolves. It's not on the field anymore. You destroy their monster. Mm-hmm. There's a couple other ones that people like evasive Skill Drain.
You have Card Trooper. You can activate
and mill. Effect.
Mill 3 cards is the cost, and then have it not do anything.
There's some funny stuff. Like, you summon Kaius, target their Skill Drain, then you play Econ. Make their monster, and remove and play Skill Drain. There's ways to get around it, obviously, like that. Book of Moon and stuff.
And it does not negate, I don't even know what to call it, mandatory conditions of a card, like Quick Draw, that's not an effect.
Yeah, there's some cards that have, like, things on them that are not treated as effects.
Continuous, there was a very elegant name for it that made a lot of sense, I forgot it, though.
Like, this is not treated as effect, usually is what the ruling says. It's just like a property of the card, almost.
Yeah.
Like, Quick Draw is, no matter what, can only be used for a Synchro
material monster.
Yeah, and it, can't be used for anything else, even a Skill Drain.
It is a condition of that the card works under. It's just, that's what it has to be.
Try to think of another one like that.
On the opposite hand, Vayu is not, because it says, while this card is, if this card is face up on the field.
So it's not a condition. It's not always active.
Yes.
Well, it is conditional.
Oh, yes. It is conditional, sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why it works, sorry. Yeah, and that's about all. There's, you can ask some more, specific questions. It'd be easier for that. But, because we pretty much know our way around Skill Drain.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's all the questions for today.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. This has been a very awesome episode talking about some new ban list. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I've got my deck ready with Black Luster Soldier, Ozla Piscu, the creator, guardian of order, Vernity's ruler. It's going to be good.
Got a little excited there.
All that stuff in one deck. It's going to work because it doesn't matter.
I'll make this wind-up thing work somehow.
Destiny for us.
Nice. So thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Card Game Podcast. Mm-hmm. I am Matt Carter.
I'm Kyle Oliver.
And I'm Justin Bell.
And that's all for today.
Okay.